From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The new wave beach gear you need to try out if you want to turbocharge your water sports experience coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. And while the summer is coming to an end, we're poised to hang on to some warm weather well into September. So if you've missed your chance to frolic in the waves, you still have a chance to have some fun at the beach with some new wave, please pardon the pun, recreational water vehicles. The Wall Street Journal's Alexandra Wolf had a chance to test some of these newfangled water gear gadgets of sorts. And she joins us on the line right now. Hey, Alexandra.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. So there's been some interesting forays into next-gen water gear happening here. You were able to test out a few newfangled recreational sports water vehicles of sorts. Let's break them down. Let's start with the stand-up paddleboard. These have grown in popularity recently, but now we have Hobie's new Mirage Eclipse. It's like an elliptical machine meets a paddleboard. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's very funny because especially for those of us who are not expert paddleboarders, it basically lets you go a lot faster because in the middle of the board there is a pedal system that is sort of a cross between an Eclipse and a Stairmaster. And so, and then you have handlebars too, unlike normal paddleboards. And so you can go faster, or if you're not very good, it sort of stabilizes you a lot better, and it's a lot heavier than a normal.
I was going to say, yeah, the mechanics must make it a little bit trickier in some regards.
Yeah, that was the interesting thing. I mean, I was surprised because I thought a lot of these new vehicles would make it harder, or make it easier. Sorry, I thought a lot of them would make it easier,
right.
But actually, you can adjust them to make it harder than the normal sport. So the hardest part really was just getting on, which was a lot easier than a surfboard. So
right. That tends to be the case. Now, sounds fun, but now to preface this, these are hefty contraptions, some of them, so they're not going to be cheap necessarily. How much does one of these go for?
Yeah, that one is really not cheap at all. It started at around $2,500.
Okay.
And so I think maybe as they start, and it's also very in such high demand, there's a wait list and that kind of thing.
Oh,
so
I
think that they're going to start producing more and then the price will probably go down. But I think now just, you know, if you went out today to buy one, it would be $2,500, but I imagine it'll go down. At least that's what they said.
Gotcha. That kind of scratches the surface here, but for someone looking to be a little bit more adventurous, perhaps underwater, let's say, what might they be able to purchase?
Well, there's a subwing, which is so much fun, which I thought was going to be terrifying because you really go pretty deep underwater with your hanging onto a wing behind a boat.
Okay.
But it was so easy to use. You literally just hold on to, it's almost like holding on to a kickboard. You have handles at the front and it's shaped like a wing. And then you tilt your hands forward and then you go down pretty deep depending on how long you tilt your hands forward. And then as soon as you tilt up, you just go up. And so it felt like it really simulated sort of riding a dolphin or being a dolphin.
Wow.
It was really cool.
That's cool. So you just you rig it to, you know, I guess if you have.
Yeah, it's kind of like a water skis, or it's like a wakeboard. So you have it tied to the end of, or attached to the end of a rope that's attached to a boat. And they don't recommend going speeding around with one, but you still feel like you're going pretty fast, even if you're not, you know, going warp speed on a cigarette boat.
Right. And a little friendlier with the price too, right? Not a huge investment.
Yeah. They started at $295, and they go up from there, but that seems a little bit more accessible.
And let's move on to something that might make a little more of a dent at the bank, but certainly a high-tech beach experience if ever there was one. Jet surfing, a propelling board. Now, also adventurous, sounds fun. Tell us about what you were able to try out by way of surfing.
Oh, that one was really cool because I think surfing, I mean, I as a non-surfer, I think it seems like it's really hard to get up and catch a wave, and you really have to know the ocean to become really advanced, whereas this board really, it has a motor inside and it makes its own wave. So
wow.
You can lie on it and be fine and have a great time, or you can get up on your knees. They sort of advise, you know, first lying on it, then getting on your knees, then standing up. and you have control of the throttle. And so so even if you're really good, it's fun because you can go so much faster than you would on a real surfboard. I mean, a traditional surfboard,
sure.
I should say. But it was really interesting. I'd never seen it. But a lot of people say that it's sort of a whole new sport, that you can't really say it's surfing because it's just so different than a surfboard.
Right, right. And that sort of brings me to my last question. But first, so it's called Jet Surf. And how much do these go for in general?
They start around 9,900, and then they go pretty far up from there.
Gotcha. So, I mean, for someone maybe more inclined for that, investment in terms of what you're going to pay for. But what we're trying to get at is this new sporting recreation world that's kind of out there, because they've revved up the tech and turbocharged a lot of these recreational sports, water sports at that.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. Can we expect to see more of these contraptions out there down the pike?
Well, my guess, at least just from reporting the story, is definitely mm-hmm. just based on the amount of imagination people have in creating one of these things. I mean, I saw the other day these jet packs that would just propel you out of the water attached to a huge hose. And something I never would have thought of when, 10 years ago.
Right.
So so it really feels like they're being quite creative. So we'll have a lot more to watch in the water.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Alexandra yeah. Wolf, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Once again, we've been speaking to Alexandra Wolf. You can check out more at WSJD.com. She's got a nice little breakdown of all the cool things you can buy by way of tech for your beach adventures. That'll wrap up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.